The humanitarian situation in general is of concern for us because the military intervention and the escalation of violence had consequences in terms of the humanitarian situation, which was already bad before the military intervention started. And we have to remember that in 2012, more than 4.6 million people were affected by a severe food crisis in Mali, both in the north and in the south. So, of course, we fear that the ongoing military operation can just worsen the humanitarian situation, which was already bad. The people and increased needs in terms of food, water, sanitation and shelter, and at the same time also reducing our ability, the ability of humanitarian organizations to access the most vulnerable populations.
What are some of the areas that are most hard hit regarding the shortage of food and fuel?
At the moment, it is very hard to make a proper and precise assessment of the needs of the people, especially in the north, because access to conflict-affected zones is still restricted. However, we know that in 2012, the areas most affected by the food crisis were in the south, especially the region of Kai, but also in the north. And the situation was concerning because access has always been a challenge. Assessing the needs of the population is not very easy. We are now conducting a multi-sectoral assessment for food and wash and protection and gender in the northern and central regions of the country. So we're going to have a precise picture in a couple of weeks.
I understand that many of the key suppliers of food, the food traders, have left the area due to the clashes. Do you expect them to return back to the region, and what is going to happen in the weeks ahead?
Many traders left the northern regions, especially Gao. They fled the area as the French troops advanced, the French and Malian troops advanced. They were key suppliers of food in this area, as well as fuel and other important goods which were sold in the markets. At the moment, the main traders didn't come back yet. Although the markets are now open, if traders do not come back soon and flows of food into the northern regions of Mali do not start again, the situation will be very bad. And we already are observing markets and they are not well supplied. Food prices are already very high, which makes it very difficult for the people to get enough food to feed their families, of course. It is important to remember that these traders are critical for the local economy. That's why it's important to make sure that the main roads are open to ensure free passage of goods and people.
It sounds like that, as you said, this is a very critical situation and there isn't really a whole lot of time before the food is going to run out. So do you see a humanitarian crisis coming soon?
We fear that the ongoing military operations can increase the needs of the people. It is very hard to predict what is going to happen in the northern regions of Mali, where, again, access is restricted. But we want to warn about the food security situation, especially in Gao region, which at the moment is very concerning, especially because, as I said, traders have left. They are struggling to come back. The Algerian border is closed. Prices of food are very high, and the markets are not very well supplied.